Praise God. Father, we just want to thank you for this morning, Lord. Everything that I speak, Father, let it come from you, Father. Thank you for the healing, Lord. I thank you, Father, I receive the healing, not only upon myself, upon everyone who is sitting there this morning, Father. Thank you, Father God, that the healing flows from you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. The title of my message today morning is Jesus, the Healer of Hurts. Jesus, the Healer of Hurts. Let's turn to Mark chapter 1, the Gospel of Mark chapter 1. Let's read from verse 40 onwards. Can I have somebody loud enough to read from somewhere? Or can somebody come here and read it? Brother Brian, it's good to call you, isn't it? Right. Brian Fong. Come, you can take this microphone and read it out. Mark chapter 1, verse 40 till 45. Brian, give it to him. You can read it from here. Thank you, brother. It's good to see you around. Man.
Mark chapter 1, verse 40. Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came...
Mark chapter 1, verse 40.
40. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus moved with compassion, stretched out his hands and touched him, and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. And he strictly warned him and sent him away at once, and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them." However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in the deserted places, and they came to him from every direction.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, brother. Thank you. The first thing you'll find about this man, Mark, and I was told that today we've got lunch. How many of you want to go back early to have lunch? We'll finish the message very fast, okay? It's a short message. As long as you catch the gist of the message, you can have lunch today. Bless the soul which has given us the lunch today. I told you, don't bring food in front of me. Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to 45. Number one, you'll find there was a leper. See, there's a lot of things impact in the leper's life. When this man who was inflicted by leprosy, a sickness that is not clean, if you look at Leviticus chapter 13 and 14, there are two chapters which covers about leprosy alone. Only about leprosy, nothing else. Two chapters and the commandments of how to clean it and all those things. Now you see, leprosy, there was a need in this man. There was this man who came to Jesus to ask for, recognize a need in him, and went to the master who can actually heal him. Amen. Many of us deny that we have a problem in our lives. We only see the physical problems that we have in life. And we say, "I want to be healed from my sickness. I want to be healed in all those things." But leprosy has got a greater impact in life than even any other sickness you have got in life. A leprosy has got psychological effect on a man. A leprosy has got a man's heart which has now been tormented. He will be disfigured. A leprosy leaves not only a sickness, but it also leaves an impression. A defaced or something that happens in your physical body. Amen. Leprosy is a sickness. When you look at leprosy, you go back at chapter Leviticus chapter 13 and 14, you'll find that leprosy is not something that is a sickness which is... There are two sicknesses that is unclean. A woman who was bleeding at a time, or a woman who was just given birth until it's weaned, only that a cult can go to the temple. The other one person who can say the person who's really bad is to be an unclean person is a person who has got leprosy. Very unclean person. Now, many of us don't recognize the need that we have. I have a need in my life. I have certain things in my life that has injuries in my life. There are so many things that are packed in my life that is seen that are hurts in my life. There are things that I've been hurt. Or maybe I would have hurt people in my life. There are things that has impacted from the journey of my life, from the young I was until now. There's a long journey I've come until this age. There are many things that have happened in my life that has impacted me in my life. Just like leprosy, a leprosy is affecting a person's life. It does not only just give you a sickness, but impacts in your flesh. It disfigures the man. Man. A sickness of leprosy is different from any other sickness. You can have a wound. If you have you seen a man who has got leprosy or a woman who has got leprosy, how many have you seen? Okay. There was a place in Sungai Buloh called Leprosy Center. Now it's been discarded. If you have seen the people who are cleansed by leprosy, and you will see them, some of them don't have a nose. Some of them don't have a ear. Some of them don't have a part of the flesh. Some of the flesh is not there. Maybe the jawbone can be seen, or a certain part of the body can be seen. The bones can be seen, because that's what leprosy is. Leprosy disfigures the image of yourself. Aha. The right word is image. An image that you have upon your life that has been dented, that has been dented, an impression that has been left in our life, has need in our life. How many times in our life that we've been dented, our image has been dented? There are times spouses, husband and wife, they have got a problem. They say something wrong about their own families. Maybe the husband says something bad about the wife's family. The wife gets angry. How can you scold by my family? Call this word on my wife. And the wife calls the husband's family, you got a monkey blood or whatever it is. And suddenly she comes out. How many of you said that? I didn't say it. All right? So you get angry and then you get excited. How can you call my friend? And then you get hurt. And that injury is inside your heart. And all the time it's damaged that image of yourself. There are times that we go through in our life that we have problems in our life. We would have gone through certain things in our life. There are some of them who visited prostitutes. There are some of them who gone through difficult things in their life. They've got addicted in drugs and all that. There is a dent left in your life. Emotional dent. The image of yourself, the attitude of yourself was dented. That impression cannot be removed. Oh. If you see a leprosy man who has been cleansed, you'll find that the dent is still there in their life. You'll see that the nose cannot be put back. The nose is without nose. Right? If you see the mark which with the red spotted part, whatever, which part of the thigh or whatever it is, you'll find that the whole place has been taken off. That meat cannot be replaced back. It doesn't grow back in leprosy. The same way in our life, that we have a lot of dents in our life. It's not about physical healing we need all the time. There are things that we need in our emotional healing in our lives. So unless and until we recognize that healing that we need, we cannot be healed in our life. Amen. We have to recognize that. You must find a need in you. What brought this man to the master? There was a need in him. He says, I am suffering from leprosy. Lord Jesus, you're willing, you can touch me. You see. How many times we have a problem in our life? Recently, those of you came to Sarawak with me, and some of them can give a testimony afterwards. I believe some of you can give a testimony what happened. There was this lady, the first day they all arrived. On Saturday night, I had a healing session. And I had to pray for some people in the afternoon. And the evening, I had an evening session. And the night, I had thought about overnight prayer. Early morning, we had two services. One Mandarin service, and the other one was an English service. After the service, immediately, I had to go off together with this team. I didn't speak in this place, in these longhouses. It's about 2,000 old people staying in a longhouses area. It's really a lot of people by the river. Can only go there to the place by boat. No other means of going that area. Only by boat. And the water is like, you know, the karat, rusty water, the color of the rust, you can see the water. And people are joyfully bathing there, doing their poo-poo there, everything else there. The fishes must be very big. No wonder when they served fish, I did not want to eat. I ate the vegetable alone. All right? So you'll find that the people, when the team came down to on Monday, the team, the first person we have to pray for is a person, and she has got all these problems. She says, I'm a different denomination, she said. I said, no, it doesn't matter. We can pray for anyone who's got a need. God, Jesus didn't say which denomination you belong to, then only he started praying for you. Did he do that? Jesus didn't do that. Jesus, wherever there was a need, he prayed for. So when we prayed for this person, she started talking about her life. She went wrong and about all those things. But inside me, the Spirit of Love told me, she is hurt more than 11 years ago. She cannot let go of the hurt. The dent she has got in her life is now impacting on other people's life. It's not about a student. This is a teacher. It's not about a student. It's about her. Hello? If I, as a pastor here, if I am not released of all my healings in my life, then I will still have that same thing in my life, and I will respond towards you. Every action that they have in your life, it will hurt me, and I will retaliate in my life in the way that I retaliate, in anger, or in certainty, or withdrawal syndrome. Whatever I will retaliate is about my hurt in my life, which dent has left me. The image of myself has been dented, which has not been healed. Amen. Only then I respond to you the way. Some of us have got in our life, the way we behave, the way we go on to certain things in our life, is because of certain things in our life that has dented us, the image has not been healed, but you're out here. What happens is, when a person is healed, of not healed, the person is cleansed, he doesn't have this thing cleansed already, it's already clean, and no more, it's dried up, leprosy. He has got an impact on his life. He moves on with the same thing. He does not have new parts. He moves on in his life the same way that he is or she is. So every time, there is always retaliation when people see. If you see somebody who is perfect, they will have a heart which is right. Their rhythm will start beating and says, look, I'm not perfect like them. I want to shy away from them. Right? A withdrawal syndrome. And somebody says, how come you have no nose? Or you don't have ear? They get angry about it. I want to tell you about one man in the Bible who got angry, emotionally hurt. It's Elisha. If you go back and see 2 Kings, Elisha received the double portion of the anointing from Elijah. And then he came to the river, and Elijah went, Father, 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 he called him. And then he says, what do you want? I want double portion of anointing. Then the mantle of Elijah fell down upon Elisha. After that, he took out this mantle, and he went to the river Jordan, and he tried to pick up. In the name of God of my master, my father, you know, Elijah, quick, open this gate. So he had this water parted in front of him, and he walked across. When he came across on the other side, they called him, hey, Baldy. Baldy, Baldy, Botak, Botak, Baldy, Baldy. He got angry because he was a Baldy. How he responded, instead of being love, because he's hurt inside, that he's bald, his image is bald now, that he retaliated by killing the children. He called fire to come down upon the children. Hello, you go back and read. That is Elisha. How can a prophet do that? Because there is injury in his life. He finds that balding in his heart was not right. He feels inferior by his impact that is left in his head. How many of us feel inferior in our life? And yet we don't recognize. Unless we get that healing inside us, we cannot move on in life. If you check our life, unless we find there is a need in me, that I have this need, that I need that healing, that you recognize it, you cannot get it out of your body. Out of your spirit, out of your soul. We have to recognize that. How do I behave towards another person? My family members. You know what? I do get angry with my children. Because when I was a young man, I was a perfectionist. I made sure I had my timetable scheduled the day from morning to night, afternoon, because I was staying in a church. That's how they gave me a timetable. From morning to this time, you do this thing. This time, you go to school, come back, you do this. And after that, you study this, subjects already. And this time, you go to sleep. And early morning, we must get up and do this routine work. So I've got a timetable. My sons don't have a timetable. So I get angry with them. Why? I have one style, which I was punished in a way, routine. I didn't have a young man's way that I can go and play what I used to play before when I was in the church. I was regimented. The regimental life has become a hurt in my life. So I become angry with my son because he has got liberty now. Hello? Do you follow what I'm saying? Do you get me where I am? That is a recognition of what you feel. Every time I get angry, so I said, oh, you see, James, you must understand, he has got more liberty than what you had. Your life was regimented. So now you cannot impose that regimen onto these people. And your life had this. He had liberty. You can go and play now. Whatever time he wants to play, he can play. He can play at night. At that time, I can't even play at night. It's my sleeping time. At this time, I have to be there at this church at the time and finish this. I must finish that regimental. So I have a problem when facing the things. So I have to get healing in my heart so that I can give. The moment I recognize that healing, why I get angry with my sons every time when they don't do their work or don't do... See, Dad, you know what? I study. You don't see me studying. So how you are impacted, will you respond to other person? My second son, he sleeps in class. But he's number one in the class. It's true. He listens to what the teacher says. He doesn't have to read. So in the house, he says, read, 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 read. No. But he comes out. He does as well. Because I have to be regimented to be read. Only then I can pass. But he doesn't need to be that so. So how I reflected, how I responded to my life, to according to my life, to another person is different. So you must recognize the need in our life. Number one, we have to recognize to go to the master, there is a need in my life. This leprosy that is inside me has dented me, and I have to get out of that leprosy impression, not about the physical form, but the dent in my soul, my emotions. Are you all with me so far? Okay. So this man recognized that he's got a need, so he went to the master for a touch. He said, Master, if you are willing, you can heal me. Second thing, he went to this master with a hope. He did not just go when he said, if you are willing, he felt the word that he said that, if you are willing, that means to say, he has got a hope when he says, Jesus says, I am willing, there is going to be a healing. Hello? The word that comes out from Jesus' mouth will respond to his hope, will be equalized to his hope. He's got a hope. If you are willing, and he knows the master will never turn down anybody. So far, this man has seen that, excuse me, Jesus' name. So far he has seen that Jesus has healed many people in his life. And this man has been observing. And I believe he went to the right time moment. He will never turn down. He has got a hope in him. Number one, he recognizes his need. Number two, he has got a hope when he turned to Jesus Christ. There is a healing will come. There will be a response on from the side. There will be something new flowing out from the Jesus Christ that will touch him. Amen? There must be a hope in your life. When we go and ask Jesus Christ to heal us, there must be hope. You know, some of them, I'm not saying something. In our mission trip recently, we went. Everyone's supposed to pray. One person came back to me. Pastor, I pray, nothing happened. Lah. So I come and assist you. Say, go out and pray, brother. No. I tried. I cannot. But he told me he has got to overcome certain things in his life. So that if he overcomes, that healing comes, that if he prays that somebody, I have a faith, I have faith and hope that when I pray for somebody, something will happen. Amen? So you must have hope and a faith. The third one is faith. He came to Jesus Christ with faith. Faith brings, drives a person to where the healing is. Hebrews chapter 10, chapter 11, verse 6 says that, faith drives you. Faith pulls you to the master. So number one, you have recognized, when you recognize the need you have in your life, that you recognize there is something dented. We cannot be pretending in our life. Sometimes we have to sit down and stop. Why did I respond to this situation like this? Why did I behave like this in this situation? Why did I get angry for as little things in my life? Why did I angry with my wife or her husband for little things, simple things? Why did I get hurt with my friends? Unless we recognize that need, then we can go to the master. We must have the need. Recognize the need. Number two, you must go with the hope that there is going to be something will happen. Number three, you go with faith. Faith drives you. Faith drives you to a healer. Faith drives you that is something is going to happen in life. Amen? B. When a man comes to Jesus Christ released that healing upon his life. This man received cleansing. You must understand a leper is not a touched person. You go back and check Leviticus chapter 13 and 14. If they find leprosy, they will run away from him. You know, in the olden days, a leper has got to have a bell and ring that he's coming around here. So a leper, when he's going, people run away and hide themselves. Do you know that? Hello, how many of you know that? I know a few of you know that. Right, a leper, when he moves, he has got to ring a bell or try the bell that when he moves, ding, 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 ding. I'm here, go away, go away, go away, go away. So he is untouchable. Right or not? A leper is untouchable, cannot be touched. A person who is untouchable. It's not that, you know, caste system in India, they have got a system, that untouchable system. But this is worse than that. If they see, they will go and hide themselves. Or he has got gore, he has his parameters of maneuvering or walking around. His freedom is curtailed. He should be in this area only. Untouchable person. But you see, Jesus, in verse 41 says, he stretched out his hands and touched him. Amen. When you find that need, when you find, go to him with hope, when you have faith in him, nobody can run away from his touch. Even the untouchable will be touched. Amen. Amen. He touched, the word of God says, he stretched out his hands and touched this untouchable man. If you look at the chapter in Leviticus chapter 13 and 14, the priest does not go and touch him and see, you know. He is supposed to go to only the priest or the priest's sons, Aaron or Aaron's sons, to see. He'll see detail. Where are the wounds? Is the wound now white in color? Is the hair in that area, that part become turned out white? Or is the white spot? Is there a flesh which is raw wound? They've got to check it out, you know. And from there, the priest will see. The priest does not even touch. The word of God doesn't say that the priest will touch and see. No. He will look at him. Probably the man will be standing a distance from the priest to see how he is. But Jesus touched the untouchable. Some of us feel that our hurt is so deep, that our dent in our life is so deep, we are closing ourselves and say, I don't want anybody to touch this. We don't want this to be touched. This is very sacred in my heart. You know, I prayed for many people. In their heart's compartment, I'm talking about Christians, I'm not talking about non-Christians. Believers, in their compartments in the heart, there is a lock. And when that lock is broken, Jesus can touch. There are many secrets that we keep in our heart. Jesus knows, but he's wanting you to open up to him. This man knew his need, he went in front. Many of us, unless until we break that seal of that part of the heart, the compartment of the heart, and know, Jesus, I recognize I was hurt when I was young. I was hurt by even, you know, I counseled one girl. When I prayed for her, and I found her uncle had raped her when she was young, when she was 9 years old. She's hurt. She didn't know. She didn't tell anybody. Her own uncle. Until she grew up, until the age of teenage level, she found out that it's rape. And this was continuously happening to this girl. And when she realized that she was hurt, and nobody, and the uncle didn't bother, but he just continuously did. And she went out of the place, some or other. And she was still hurt when I met her. She was 32 years old when I met this child. Inside her heart, compartment is broken. That makes her so, so difficult. Withdraw from man. Trust, mistrust on man. Anger. So much of things. And every man she meets up with, she's always angry. She's like, ow, 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 ow. Why? There is a hurt inside her heart. A dent she locked up for many years. The moment she opened up the heart, and I said, God showed me this and this and this. And she said, she just broke down. And she said, nobody knew this. I said, God loves you so much. Unless you're willing to do it, you find there is a need today, God is going to heal you today. And the child is never the same again. God's living water flowed into her heart and washed off everything, all the memories, was able to forgive the uncle. God punished uncle with a stroke. He can't even walk, he can't even get up, he's bedridden. But God was justified and his God. Amen? Amen? God is good. Open up the heart. There is nothing that God cannot touch. Everything that is so difficult, you found it so difficult in life that nobody should know. It's okay. God knows. Open up to him. Let the healing flow come in. Amen? God can touch. Jesus can touch where nobody else can touch. Amen? Praise God. So Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. So nobody can escape the touch of Jesus Christ if they come with a need. Amen? Jesus Christ is not seeing person, whether he is a person, whether it's touchable or untouchable, whether he is a Brahmin or not Brahmin, but he says, whoever it is, a leprosy man, I will touch when the society doesn't touch. And I will get close to the man who runs the bell and say, run away, run away. I will get to him closer and closer when he says, run away from me, when he finds the need, says the Lord. Those who are in leprosy, in Leviticus, you'll find it is not a healing process. Nobody in the leprosy was healed. You'll find that as nobody is healed. Have you seen anybody healed? They are cleansed. Jesus said, you are cleansed. He touched him. The next word Jesus spoke was, you are cleansed. Be clean, and he'll be clean. See, sometimes in our hearts, what we hold on to doesn't bring us glory to God. Doesn't bring glory to God. That has become so bad in our heart. It's so dented in our heart. It's not the image, but the spiritual dent you have, the emotional dent you have, the mind dent you have, the heart's dent you have. That's what God wants to heal today. Once you heal that, God can cleanse you. Once he cleanses, he washes with his blood, there'll be a new life to that part of life. Amen? Amen? There is a new life. There's a new expectation. New things will happen in your life. Amen? So this man has received that cleansing. When he received cleansing, he said, be cleansed, and he was cleansed. And Jesus cleansed him truly. Not only did he touch, but he cleansed. Yesterday I went to see a doctor. I had a very bad dry cough. It really, really hit me. In the evening, Brother O'Neill was with me in this church. And he saw me. I went to sleep for a while and tried to get it out. I couldn't. I tried taking some herbals. Cannot. I went to see a doctor nearby. The doctor put out a small thing, a gadget, a lady with all that, whatever you call it, you know, the cover. She put the gadget, not even touched the gadget. She said, oh, you don't have fever, never mind. Can you say, ah, wider, wider, She put the small, the stick inside, and then she threw the stick. She didn't even touch me, the stick, okay, fair enough. Then she says, gave me a medication. I said, I cannot take anything which is cough mixture. If you give me a cough mixture, I take one dose, I'll be knocked out the whole day. I cannot take anything which has got a problem with intoxicating things. And she gave me a medication. So where brother and I came back and I looked at the medication, I said, it's no alcohol, no intoxication. Okay, it is given here. It is given two different kind of medications inside. So O'Neill and I said, let me check up with my friend who is overseas and the doctor friend of mine have whether this is okay to take. I called up. I told them these are a few things that is inside. Oh, what is that? What is that? There is something called parabens. This is the first time yesterday. I go, Pastor, try not to take this parabens. Change this medication. Because parabens is a petroleum product. It's a preservative. Oh, I didn't know that. It's also found in shampoo, Pastor. Please don't take that. I've already taken the first drop already. And I said, the minimal amount is there. You know, the 0.125%. And she said, no, Pastor. No. And she asked me, did the doctor check your chest and all the things? I told the doctor, this doctor didn't even want to touch me because I'm untouchable. Didn't even see my pulse. Untouchable. Sometimes, friends, doctors might not touch you because of religiosity, but Jesus will surely touch us and heal us. Amen? Amen. Praise God. You see, this man was healed and cleansed. His leprosy was removed, and there was a cleansing in his leprosy. There was a cleansing that he found that inside his heart, he came with hope, and there was a cleansing, total cleansing. And God can touch any one of you, any one of us today here, including me, if we open up our heart and find that need in us. Let's not wear a mask and say, I don't have the need, I am perfect in life. Right? So unless and until you have. You see, the third thing, the number C, you'll find, this man has a confession to make. He made out, went out in verse 43 to 45. He went out and made a confession of his, of to the masses, to the people. Jesus said, don't go and tell the people. Just go to the things and do what you have to do for the temple of God. You see, Jesus did not go and say, don't give the offering to the temple. That's the temple, you know. And that's the cleansing offering you must make. And he did the cleansing offering. But Jesus, he said, don't go and tell anybody else. But this man, he went out, jumped out, and he says, no, I'm cleansed now. No, I'm cleansed now. Jesus now healed me now. The power of God, when it touches you, you'll be overjoyed. Even somebody tells you, don't talk about it, you will talk about it. How many of us talk about the things God has done to us? How many of us go out and testify the things you have done to us? Are you all, no, la, this one I don't want to tell. Shy, la. This is something very difficult, I know. To go and tell somebody, I've got this problem, and then Jesus healed me. Aya, Shaila, this man is a leper. The sickness, most dreaded sickness. A sickness called untouchable. And yet he went and said, I had leprosy, I'm cleansed from leprosy because Jesus Christ has cleansed me. We've got simple things. When you ask for people to come and say, give me testimonies of what God has done in you. Shaila, pastor. How to go up there and tell, la? Very difficult, la. Gully, la. I don't know, whatever it is. But this man didn't have that kind of feeling. He was instructed not to tell. But he went to tell. It's not so bad like what we are doing. We don't even tell when Jesus heals us. Ask for a testimony. They don't give testimony. Somebody called me up the other day. Pastor, the word that you gave to us in your church and also to me directly. And when my husband came to your church and he spoke to me directly on the phone that my wife is, I'm now conceived after 7 months. I think the month of March or February I told her. And she's now conceived. And she says, I've never had a child for 15 years. 16 years they were married, never had a child. And I told her, can you give a testimony, sister, brother? Ah, okay, sure, sure, we'll see, we'll see. After that, I never heard from them. Something so great that God touched your womb and gave a child for you. When he never had for 16 years of marriage. And he don't want to glorify God. Who has got leprosy? This man or that person? Hello? You could ask. This man without shame. He said, I was a leper. And today I'm cleansed. Probably he would not have any year, probably. I wouldn't know what condition he was in. But I've seen lepers. In Sungai Buloh, how they look like after they're out, when they're healed or are cleansed. They look difficult. You might not take it for the first time. You might go there, and some of you might, for the first day, I was not able to take it. Because at the time, there were a lot of people there still having leprosy, open wounds. I did not eat that night after going there. But the more you go and see them, then you become better. Your heart becomes better, familiar. Right? And this man is willing to say, I'm a leper and I'm willing to. Who is so bad? His life changed. Not only his life changed, but the people around him also changed. Hello? People around him changed because he recognized his problem. He had a hope when he goes to the master, he'll be changed. Brothers and sisters, today, we don't tell nobody about our success God has given us. There are so many things in our life God gives us. We tell nobody. But this man told everybody. That's the only difference between us and him. And I pray that we will change the attitude to say, I want to tell everybody, even the little thing God has done for me, so that God can be glorified. Amen? Praise God. What is needed for a change in our life? What is needed for our lives change? Number one, we must have hope. We must have somebody who come and inspire us with that hope. Who is that person who can come and inspire us through hope? It's the Word of God and Jesus Christ, nobody else. No pastors, no man, no evangelists, apostles can ever do that or prophets can do that. Except for Jesus Christ can do that to us. Amen? He is the only one who can come to our life and inspire us and sustain that hope. That hope can only be sustained. If you heard the message of mine about a few weeks ago about how do we have faith? What kind of faith God is looking for? God is looking for a faith that says that the total entire self of a person is leaned on to, total leaning on to the power, wisdom, and the goodness of God. The total self of a man, whether it's body, spirit, soul, everything is leaned on to. If I fall, God falls. Lean onto means you lean onto the person. When I lean onto the person, when you've got a problem with a handicap, you're leaning onto somebody, you're walking like that. If that person drops, you also drop. So God is the same way. If I'm leaning onto God totally, God, I have the total trust in you, the total trust of hope that you are the one who's going to take care. I know you've got the power to heal me. I know you've got the wisdom to heal me, when to heal me, why to heal me. I also know the goodness. Your word says that you're a good God. You're not a naughty God that condemns me, but you're a good God who takes me out of out of dirt and brings me out. Out of sickness, you bring me out to goodness in life. A total trust of a man or a woman, trusting totally in a God who sacrificed himself for us. That's what we need. The only man who can inspire me is Jesus Christ. For he's the author of my life and he's the finisher of my life. Amen? A new way of thinking. The thinking of our life should be changed. A thinking should be changed. This man, leprous man, he knows he's a leper. He knows he's got to ring the bell and go. He knows he's got potholes everybody in his body probably. But yet, his thinking was, if I go to this man, Jesus Christ, Son of God, I know I have something. A mindset should be changed to have the hope. You can say, I have hope, but is your mindset changed to have that hope? A mindset should change. If the mindset has changed, this morning I said, God, I'm sick. I don't want to preach today. I probably asking either somebody from the church to preach. I'll sit down here and relax. I said, God, I came here this morning. I said, God, I'm going to lie down here for about 15, 20 minutes and you're going to heal me. If a thing that is negative, we should change to positive. If the mindset is still right, not right. If I say that I cannot do it, I will surely you cannot do it. If you open your heart and say, yes, I can do it. My side thinking is changed. I'm going to change something inside me so that my outward look will be changed. If the inside is not changed, we cannot change us, ourselves, outside look. A thinking method has got to change. That only God can give you, not man can give you. I can preach and preach and preach. Our pastors can come and preach. Prophets can tell you the words. But nothing can change if the inside of you is changed, is not changed. Amen? So we have to have the mindset change. We have to have that mindset which is Christ called upon. The mindset of this leprosy man. I like this man so much. He had the heart and confessed who he was and got a new life. Amen? The mindset should change. Thinking way should change. The things that we think should be different from the way that we have, because there is hope in him. His word can give us the change. He is the only one who can give us the change. The way we think. So we will have a new way of life. New way of living in our life every day. When our mindset, new way of thinking comes into our hearts and mind. And we will have a new living life today. We will not do the same thing that we used to do before. He did not say that I am a leper. He went out and rang the bell. He didn't go and ring the bell any longer. He doesn't say that so. Because he was now going and telling everybody. If he is telling somebody, he is getting close to somebody. The word of God, he must understand. A leper cannot go near to somebody. If he is going testifying to people, he is now thrown away the bell. No more. Do you follow what I'm saying? The bell is no more with him now. Thrown away. I'm healed. I'm cleansed now. I now go and do now and testify to people. So now there's a new way of living. No more a secluded like kind of living. So no more injured living. But now his living is a perfect living, a new way of living. No more injuries, no more injuries anywhere in his life. No more hurting, no more dance. If we look at ourselves today, when we behave, we look at ourselves and say, why is that, no, some of them I cannot touch. Why is that people say I'm like this? I always ask myself, at the end of the day, the time that I preach sometimes and I said, God, why is that I didn't touch somebody's life? Why is that people's life? Maybe there's an injury in somebody's life. Was there an injury in myself? Look at me first. Before I look at somebody else. That I cannot touch somebody who's injured. Or somebody who's not healed. God, allow that healing to happen today. Amen? So a change will happen in our lives. So today, brothers and sisters, we are looking at a man who's a leper. A leper who went to a master with hope. And he found before he had a hope, he had a need. You must find out a need first. Unless you find out a need, you do not know how to fulfill the need you have. Unless you open up and say, I've got a need. Many of us don't want to open up. We are scared, we are shy, we've got a lot of things. Get away with it. A leper who went and approached Jesus Christ, he's not scared, he's not, even he's got to ring the bell and say, get away from me. But he went closer to Jesus Christ without even saying anything. He said, if you're willing, he said. So get away with the things that norms around us. Get away with the mindset that we have. Get away with the injury that we have. Unless we want to be healed from the injury that we have, the dents that we have, the leprosy that we have in our hearts, in our spirit, soul, man. Unless we find that need, our life cannot be the same, brother and sister. Our life has to change. We have to break away from that. I preached about breaking the prison walls, breaking jail. It's a series we had. And this is another series I'm going to teach you now, this next before the end of the year. Because the year is going to start. It's already started in the Hebrew calendar. The spiritual realm has changed. I do not know whether you know or not. When you pray now, do you pray differently? Do you see something different? The spiritual climate of the entire world has changed. We have already gone into a new world. Believe me. Started. But the calendar that we use starts from January. At least the calendar you use, try to be something. Don't wait for another birthday, grandmother's birthday, or mother's birthday, or wife's birthday, son's birthday to change. Change now. Look at the need now. There's never procrastination. Procrastination is a sickness and a disease and a spiritual war that puts the evil one tells into our mind. Procrastination is a sickness brought by the evil one unto us life. Let's break that procrastination. Let's see that God does something in our life. Let's see that God loves us so much. Let's move before the end of the year. The series that I'm talking today is the series Looking Up to Heaven and Walking a Life God Blessed Me With. Looking up to heaven where Jesus is and walking a life and living a life that Jesus has blessed us. Amen? Let's not be existing in this life. Let's be living a life. In order to live a life, you must break away from those things that we have to change. There is no obstacles. There is no obstacles in the world can ever stop you from coming to Christ Jesus. There is no obstacles in coming glorifying God. There must be a change now. Amen? And I pray the change will come. I pray the healing will take place today. If some of you have got that healing to be done, don't worry about anybody. Just come. I'll pray with you. I too had the same in my life. I must confess to you. I'm telling you this today. I too have certain kind of in my life. Prejudice, certain things in my life that I have to heal myself. If I don't heal of the things that I hurt. How many of you didn't have girlfriends or boyfriends? I also was hurt by girlfriend and boyfriend. Girlfriend, no boyfriend. Hello? I'm a man here, okay? I've got to get out of the cocoon. You know? There are people who are doing the service of God. They are still injured in their boyfriend life, and still they've got married now. They still got emotions. I say, get out of that emotions. You cannot serve God if you have that emotions in your life. You cannot serve God because God said very clearly, you cannot serve mammon and God at the same time. Mammon can be not only the word. People say, mammon is money, Pastor. What is your mammon in your life? Is it money or is it your emotions that are attached to your former girlfriend or boyfriend? Cut it off. Amen? Unless we do that, we cannot move on with the Spirit of God. Change has got to come. Some of you might be injured one time. I could have been injured more than one time. Too many girlfriends probably. So let's look at ourselves. Don't worry about what happened in our life past. Let's look at what's going on in front of us. There could be times that I was caned in my life. Could be a public caning. I do not know. I was naughty old scores. I was all the time fighting with people. School, I was caned. That could be injured. I was publicly caned, or maybe caned in the class in front of everybody. That could be injury in your life. Take it out. What's so great? Yes, I was naughty. But in life, God brought me out from there. Is that right? How many of you got caned for stealing a neighbor's mango or rambutan? I was one of them. So it doesn't matter. God has taught me a lesson, brought me out. Okay, fair enough. That could be an injury, that I was slapped in front of somebody outside there. Probably the girl I was admiring in the next door neighbor. Ah, injury. After that, I did not see the girlfriend outside. The girl there. Always shy away. Get out of those things. These are little things which is holding in your heart. These are little foxes, as what Solomon says, foxes, which keeps in your heart. I'll preach about foxes later. Brothers and sisters, unless we find the need today, we cannot look up to heaven and say, God, let me walk in open heaven. I can't walk in open heaven if I can't find my need to change. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you, Father. You are a God who knows awesome. Awesome God. A God who does not see how dirty I am or how smelly or stinking I am. But Lord, you look at the inner part of me willing to come out in front of you. That inner part of me wanting to jump out and leap out to you, Lord Jesus. It's not what is about me, Lord Jesus, but it's about you, Lord, today. Every one of us seated here, Father, it's not about us. It's about you. Help us, Holy Spirit, today, even as I pray today, that the inner part of ourselves, the inner spirit man of ourselves, will leap out to get the touch of Jesus Christ today. That the inner part of ourselves, the injured part, the dented part, to leap out and come before you, Lord, and be touched by you, Lord, today. Hear a God who will never not touch anything. Even the untouchables you will touch, Lord Jesus, today. And I pray, Father, for the healing hands of yours to come today and touch every one of us. Help us to open up, Lord Jesus, our own wounds, Lord, that we have been keeping in secret, Father God, that is locked up and says, Lord, I'm a perfect person, but inside us we are hurting, Lord. We respond wrongly, Father, every time we get a signal of the same injury, Father God. Father, help us to walk this morning. Lord Jesus Christ, and I pray for a touch this morning. That every one of us here, Father God, who comes up, who wants to be healed today, will be touched by you. Even as I pray, even as the music being sung slowly, and I pray that you can come up. If you feel that you want to come out, and there's a need in your life, it doesn't matter, don't have to tell me. In your heart, you just say, Lord, I want to come out of it. Even as pastor prays, or I pray for you, with you. It doesn't matter what the injury is. I won't speak about the injuries. We just lay hands that you receive the touch of Jesus Christ, not the touch of the pastor or the person here. Come with a heart of hope, finding the needs that have changed. Come with faith that God is going to touch you today and open that gate where it has been locked up in your heart, that God can touch you today and the floodgates will open from his belly. And Jesus' river of living water will flow out to you. And out of you will flow rivers of living water. And I pray if there is any one of you here, don't be shy. And I told you, I confess myself. I went through difficult times in my life. And every injury I have to struggle myself. Injury where even my brother beat me up once for not studying. Injury when I was caned, when I had a red mark in my report card. Injury is the time that I was falsely accused and caned for things I did not do. Injury is when somebody whom I trusted, who betrayed me. But I pray we have got something. Come up. We'll pray together. We all have the same problems. And if you've got a problem, come. If there's an injury in your life that your father would have hurt you, or your mother would have hurt you, said words that is not right, called you names, Or maybe you were injured because you were not preferred by your than to your brother or sister. You've been probably a second class daughter or son in the family. You felt like that. A rejected one. You're wounded. You're injured. There are times that people who are also have their own life. When it comes to your life that you find in your teenage time, you're injured because you're eyeing somebody. Somebody else came and took your apple of your eye. Even the times that when you are in the 20s, you trust man, but man failed you. You trust the people that has been put up a purview, they fail you. You are injured. There are things that is in your heart. It's so secret. Nobody knows. Even your spouse doesn't know. It doesn't matter. Only God can heal you today. The touch of Jesus Christ is here. Those who are hurting, He's hurt. He wants to touch the hurting heart. He wants to touch failures in marriages. He wants to touch those who got problems in your life. He wants to touch today. Jesus is the healer of hearts. Shara Bandra Brabundra Vihandra Basukura Shandra.